Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, I welcome you to Affirmations Works. And if you are new to this podcast, I want to say welcome and thank you for joining us. And if you are returning, I am appreciative of that so much. And I hope that you will continue to return to this podcast. So today, I would like to talk to you about acceptance. Okay? Acceptance and learning to accept things, which is a very difficult challenge. Because we as human beings want to change things that we don't like and that we don't agree with and that don't fit in with our plan and our lifestyle. We want to change it, right? And so this episode is really going to be talking about acceptance and how acceptance gives you peace. So today I'm going to read from the Daily Word, which is a Unity publication, and it's on acceptance. Acceptance keeps my mind clear and my heart light. In the past, I may have resisted certain people and situations, insisting that they should have been different than they were. Living that way gave me no peace. Now I practice acceptance. Accepting life as it is empowers me to shift my perspective and make new choices. I accept others as the spiritual beings they are. I also accept my circumstances even as I understand I have the power to change them. I choose to learn from any confusion or difficulties. My acceptance has its roots in my faith and trust in God, knowing I am always loved just the way I am. Even so, I strive to become all I am called to be, expressing my greatest attributes and seeing value in all others. And so it is. Whew, boy, that was a lot. If you listen to the words and you take that all in, that's a lot to deal with. So on the note of acceptance, I want to kind of, you know, I always have a little story for you, and today will be no different. This little story is a little personal because it is something happening to me. And it is a family member who I love dearly. Now, don't get me wrong. I love all my family. But this particular family member is someone who I have a very close relationship with because he was kind of like a big brother to me, right, as I was growing up. And so we have a bond and a closeness. And unfortunately, he is experiencing some health challenges, some real serious health challenges. And physically, we are not close because we are no longer in the same states. But that, as you know, never breaks a bond, right? Physicality does not break a bond. That's still my person, my heart, right? And so I want the best for him, naturally, right? All your family members, you want the best for them. All your friends, you want the best for them. So he is experiencing these health challenges, and without going into any detail about his particular challenge, let's just say he has given up. He has given up. It is so heartbreaking for me to see that this person who has been so strong and such a vibrant personality has shrunk into this person who has decided to give up. And so, of course, as I'm talking to him and trying to convince him otherwise, I can feel his energy has slipped away. And it makes me sad. And I brought this up because I know that there are people out there that are listening, that are maybe experiencing something similar, that you have family or you have friends, and maybe they're going through some health challenge, or maybe they are living a destructive lifestyle. Maybe they're doing drugs. Maybe they're drinking a lot. You know, maybe they can't hold a job. You know, they're homeless, right? So they're going through a destructive lifestyle. They're going through a period in life where you just feel like they've given up. They're just going down a road that you just want to grab them and pull them back and tell them, you know, come on, get it together, right? Shape up, know who you are. And so the hard part for us is acceptance. The hard part when you see family or you see friends and they are definitely taking a turn that you don't think is in their best interest, the hard part is accepting that that's a spiritual being inside of that body, right? That's not just your brother, father, sister, cousin, aunt, uncle, best friend. Yeah, that's who that is in the physical. But there's a spiritual being inside of that body. And that spiritual being makes choices about their journey and what they want to experience here. And that's the hard part. Because we don't want our family, friends, loved ones to experience pain and hardship. I really don't want that for my family. But I also had to realize they have a choice, right? One of my friends she was a nurse, she kind of transitioned out of it. But one of the things she said to me was, I can always tell which one of my patients is going to make it. And I said, really? You can tell? How would you know that? Are you reading their charts? Or, I mean, what is it that tells you this? And she says, their attitude. I can tell when I start my shift and I go from room to room and I talk to my patients and I say, hey, how you doing? Those patients that say, hey, I'm doing great. I'm doing better today. Hey, when am I getting out of here? Right? Those patients, she said, those patients are going to make it because they're still kicking. They are still pushing. They have made a choice that they want to continue to live. Right? She said, and then I go to my other patients' rooms and their energy is very low. They barely can say hello to me. And they kind of have this woe is me attitude. And you can feel it when you walk in the room that they have given up. They've given up. And so I want you to understand that if you are experiencing this, right? And I know some of you are. If you have family, if you have your sons or your daughters, right? your children, your nieces, your nephews, your neighbor's kids, your best friend's children. And they've decided they want to go down the wrong road. What we're going to call the wrong road, right? Because everybody gets to choose their road. What I want you to start doing is hold them in your vision. Okay? Because, see, you can't change the choices that people make. You have to accept the choices that people make. And the closer the person is to your heart, the harder it is to accept that choice. Because you want to change it. You want to make it all better. You want to get them on the right road. Come on, you can do it, right? You can cheerlead all you want. But at the end of the day, each individual soul makes their own choices for their life here on earth, whether you like it or not. Whether you agree with it or not. So what we can do is hold them in our vision. You know, hold them in our vision as being healthy, happy, whole, complete persons. When you sit down to meditate, when you take a moment out to sit and connect with your higher power, see a visual image of that person and see that person healthy and see that person happy and see that person making different choices. That's what you can do. That's all you can do. And when you do that, what you're doing is you're sending that energy to that person. You're sending that visual energy to that person, right? That's all you can do. You're sending them that visual energy, hoping they pick up on it. You know, have you ever had that experience where you've thought about somebody, you know, you're just going about your day and then you think about somebody and 10 minutes later, they either call you or they text you. And you're like, wow, you, how'd you know I was just thinking about you? That's called visual energy. That's energy. They were thinking about you, right? They were thinking about you too. So that's what you can do. That's what you can do for friends and family who are in your life, who are taking a turn that you would choose to be something a little different. Hold them in your visual thoughts. When you sit down, hold them in your visual thoughts. See them in your mind's eye as happy and healthy and off drugs or off alcohol or no longer homeless. Whatever it is that person is experiencing, hold them in your visual because that will send them energy. And all you can hope is that they pick up on that energy and they make a turn. Okay? So I hope that this has been helpful for you. I really do, because I know it's been a struggle for me. Because like I said, this person is so close to me and someone that I care so much about that it is difficult to see him in pain. And it is difficult to see that his spirit has given up. But I also understand my position in this. And that is to hold him visually in my mind as happy, whole, and complete. And so I hope that this episode has been helpful to you, and I hope that you can apply it to your life. And please return next week. I am going to have more episodes for you that I that I hope you will enjoy. And as always, I wish you nothing but blessings.